Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, so let's pivot. I don't think our Michigan fans are enjoying that conversation. Call the Whambulance. Glover Quinn. I don't want to spend too much time on this either, but I want to spend one segment. We've heard from Glover Quinn before. We know Glover Quinn was a loyal Caldwell lieutenant, and he's talked about Patricia before, but I want to pass this along. And you can do what you want with it. But this was on 6:10 a.m. in Houston. I know. AM Sports Talk in 2020. Interesting. But the point is, it's audio. Michael, hit the button. The presentation. That's the part I want to focus on. See, this is the problem. Like, what's the cliche? Like, I can imagine Sully reading some books that would have this cliche in it. This is, you learn the most about a person, not when things are good, but when you're in a crisis, right? So, the presentation from Matt Patricia, when he arrived, was so bad, he immediately lost the best players on the team, the established players on the team, the adults in the room. He lost them all. And what he spent the last 2 years doing, primarily, is attempting to convince the players that that's not really him. This isn't who I am. I am, in fact, a, checks notes, good guy. But here's the problem. The highest stress, really, when you're taking a new job is the first day. You don't get a second chance at a first impression. You don't get a do-over. And really, people are going to form opinions about you that take years, whether accurate or not, to wash away. That, in many ways, is every bit as stressful for coaches as, oh my God, I might get fired. A lot of coaches, by the end, they don't even care about getting fired. They know it's coming. I mean, in fact, the book's been written. It's not exactly high stress. But the day you walk in, and Patricia walked into a 9-7 football team, and you know what his boy Quinn was telling him, and you know what Patricia was telling the Fords. I'm going to elevate this thing. We're going to win, and we're going to win big. I did it in New England. Look at this ring. Want to touch it? Look at my rings. He walks into that room, and he ended his career. He ended his career. F this, F that, don't care how you did it there. This is what we do. We're winners. Stop hanging off this guy's ding ding. I don't give a damn what you did for this. Oh, please. Some of the things I've been told, you wouldn't believe it. He ended his career. At least here he did. So what did Quinn have to do? Quinn saw that his boy was not ready for primetime. And Quinn saw his boy went a long way to destroying both of their futures. So then they pivoted. He had to play a role. I'm a nice guy. I'm a good guy. Everything's awesome. I was just kidding. And then they get rid of Golden Tate. And then they get rid of Quandre Diggs. And they get rid of Glover Quinn. And then TJ's out. And then they get rid of Snacks. And Snacks quit on him. Who are we kidding? The point is, I got to get rid of these guys with opinions. I got to get rid of these grown-ass men. Because they're never going to change their mind about my guy. Talent be damned. I got to do damage control. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to bring in kids. I'm going to bring in kids and Patriots. And you go, well, why would you do that? Simple. The Patriots, it's the only way they've ever known. It's the only system like it. The kids just don't know any better. I got drafted. This is unbelievable. I'm in the league, Mom. Why is this man yelling at me? Why am I being told I'm worthless? See, that's the best part. When you draft the player, they're a piece of clay. You can mold them. They don't get a say. They don't have friends in the league. They haven't played for winning organizations. They only know what you're telling them. So what the Lions have now done over the course of the last 2 years, year and a half, whatever you want to call it, it's been all damage control going back to this guy walking in the door and trying to show everybody his sub sandwich. And it's pathetic because everybody can see it. It started out as Sully making fun of, oh, there they go signing a Patriot. Patriot way. But it stopped being funny when you recognized it was their only out because nobody else would come here. Nobody else would take your money. Nobody else would bother with you. Only the former Patriots would put up with it. They've been mentally conditioned for it. So when you hear Glover Quinn, it's not earth-shattering. But it's when you start to tell the story of what Glover Quinn's story means, you start to recognize why these two should have been put on a hot air balloon into the sun this offseason. Because then what did you allow them to do? We're going to trade for a Patriot. We're going to pay a 10x markup for another Patriot. We're going to sign another Patriot on the D-line. We're going to go Patriot, Patriot, Patriot. And then we're going to go youth, youth, youth. We're rebuilding. We're rebuilding. It's their only out. They never had a chance. Because the boy wonder ruined it all the day he walked in the door. See, that's the funny part. You can walk in and treat a rookie like crap. Rookie doesn't have a choice. They don't have the guaranteed money outside of being the first round pick, or maybe you were a second round pick, but you're still young. You don't get paid until the second deal. You got to put up with whatever they do. But when you got veterans, grown ass men, not some 24-year-old kid, they're a husband, they're a father, they're on that second contract, you're not going to talk down to them. You're not going to treat them like dirt. You're not going to disrespect them and talk about stop sucking on this guy's diddly-do. You can't get away with that. This ain't the 1970s. Come on, man. That's movie stuff. But that's exactly what this dude walked in the door and did. And this franchise has paid for it ever since because there's no adult running the store. Bob Quinn is just doing whatever he needs to do to try to save his own ass and save his friend. Because his friend put him into this singular lane on the highway. And it's the only lane they can travel. Must get Patriots, must get kids. Can't function otherwise. And what's happened is, your GM also has an inability to draft. And the Patriots you get, let's face it, none of them are any good. Patriots don't let great players go. So you've ended up with a talent drain. Right, you've heard the phrase, a brain drain, losing all your college graduates, they leave the state for jobs, a brain drain. This is a talent drain. The talent today on this football team is lower than the day Bob Quinn arrived. and it's lower than the day Quinn and Patricia were put together. It's a talent drain. And it stems from exactly what Glover Quinn is talking about. Everybody in the league knows, and only players who have no options come here. Jamie Collins made $1 million last year. You're paying him $10 million he makes and get the same out of him. So this is why the Glover Quinn comments are so powerful. I don't know if I lost David and Sully there or if they're actually listening. And
no, we are listening, but I do want to mention to you as well, Mike, that we were also listening, but also just reading. There is some breaking news that just came in from the governor of Ohio we're going to have to read and get to at some point, too.
Is that Bob DeWine or whatever
Mike
his name
DeWine,
is?
Yes. Governor DeWine from Ohio. That's correct.
Wondrous. 97-1. Buffalo Wild Wings. Partnered with the American Red Cross and Michigan Red Cross. They are executing an online auction through April 22nd. Kick off and celebrate the fundraising. B-Dubs is donating 10% of all sales. April 22nd, free delivery. They're thanking their guests and team members for all their support during this unprecedented time. Starting at $9.99, you can enjoy a wing bundle, limited time only. Get 10 boneless or traditional wings and fries, or bigger bundle, go 20 and 20. Sully knocked out a 2020 by himself the other night. Underwear, shirtless, 2020 bundle. Lock it up. He was wearing the ranch bucket as a...
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.